Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Hei Omud Beis. And we're in Simen Reish Peches, which we started yesterday, which deals with the halachos of fasting on Shabbos, and when you have a bad dream and you fast on Shabbos, what should you do? And the Mechaber begins at the very top of the Omud, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Adam ha-misaneh b'cho yom. If a person normally fasts every day of the week, he doesn't really eat much. V'achila b'Shabbos tzar hulo, and therefore eating on Shabbos is actually painful to him. Because he's changing around his normal routine. He normally eats very, very, very little. He fasts Monday and Thursday. He fasts all the time. And the Ramah explains this veses, which is a term that's used a lot in Hilchos Nida, is pirush dover kavua. It comes at a set time. That's what we say, a period. It comes at a set time. So he is not used to eating on a regular basis. It changes his normal routine. So the Mechaber says, Yeshom Shiroi, says that there are opinions that stay that there were many great people and holy individuals that in fact fasted on Shabbos because of this reasoning. And in fact, this was known to be the custom of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the great Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid Zal. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was known as a very, very pious individual called HaChassid. He wrote the Sefer Chassidim. He was one of the Rishonim in Germany back in the 12th century. In any event, it was stated about him that he would not eat on Shabbos, as it would have been difficult for him. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nei explains, Avol kishein lo tzar, but if you don't get any pain, Av shemisana alav onos umachmas tshuva, and even though your fasting is for a good purpose, you're trying to atone for your sins that you've done and trying to do tshuva, it is forbidden in that situation also for such a person to fast on Shabbos. Go fast the rest of the days of the week, but not on Shabbos. Tishvah Nevinayim brings down, likewise, if a person, unfortunately, Rachman al-Islam has lost a mother or father, and this is the day of the Yahrzeit, comes out on Shabbos, so Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tof Kuf Samaches says that you should not fast on Shabbos. Mechaber there brings down that you should fast on Sunday, but the Ramah says that if that happens, you don't have to fast at all. And the Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo Tzarulo, points out that we're talking about over here that you can't even eat a little bit. Afilu im yolchol ma'at, it's going to cause you pain. Because di lafachi, if eating a little bit won't cause you pain, eating a lot will cause you pain, so then ein lo limnoa machmazet. So then eat a little bit, don't go and fast on Shabbos. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutu lesanos bo tanis chalom. There is a concept in Halacha that if a person has a bad dream and he wants to get rid of the bad dream, so he does a tininess chalom. He fasts to absolve himself from any of the tzaras that the dream implies. So the Mechaber is telling us over here that even on Shabbos, this concept of a tininess chalom is allowed to be enacted in order to prevent the gzar dino, the terrible decree that has been decreed in Shemayim against him, that he somehow feels from this dream that he had. The issue for number 11 brings down that certainly this tininess is a reshus. Even for those that wish to do it, it's not an obligation. Nowadays, many people do not take upon themselves to fast for a bad dream, as we'll see reasons why in a moment. He even points out that this concept of doing hatovas chalom, which we do during duchanim by saying the various ribono shel olam, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is permissible to do even on Shabbos. The concept of hatovas chalom is also an interesting idea that people will go in front of a group of people, a beis din, so to say, and have that beis din, so to say, interpret his dream in a positive way. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains, V'gam yivale kol hayom b'torah u'b'tfilah. A person should immerse himself all day in the study of Torah and davening v'yiskapelo, and in this way, Mirtz Hashem, he'll get a kapara with his fasting for this tanis chalom, this gzar din that he feels somehow was decreed against him. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, u'b'seder hayom kosav, deyuchol lizvados alavonosov kishimisaneh, kimo b'chol. That a person who is fasting on Shabbos is also allowed to do the vidui that he normally would do on a weekday for atoning for his sins, admitting to his sins, so he's allowed to do this on Shabbos as well. Tishvah number 12 brings down, however, if this is all a superficial act of atonement by fasting and saying words, but he doesn't mean it, so the Sefer Chassidim, that's Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that we just spoke about, he writes, Ein haitainis mo'ila, this tainis doesn't help him at all. Ukimo karban, sheino mo'o b'li tshuva, just like bringing a karban doesn't help without appropriate tshuva thoughts and actions. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Look, v'ayin la'el b'simen reish chof, b'mishnah Berurah looked there previously, do borus o'menikos, that pregnant women and women who are nursing, ain lahorus lam, we shouldn't instruct them, lisanos afil b'chol, they shouldn't fast not only on Shabbos, but they shouldn't even fast on weekdays, it's not a good practice. El, yitnu pidyo nafshom litztok, if they wish to do tshuva or have an atonement for something, so they should give money to tztokah rather than fasting. And he says, especially b'frat, imhem chalushos, if the pregnancy is difficult upon them, or nursing is difficult for them, b'vada ain lahem lahach. They shouldn't be machmer on themselves, they shouldn't be stringent on themselves and say they have to fast. Then he brings out for the Taz, cause of a Taz, in Hira Bayom, if a person had thoughts during the daytime, and then the Cholam Lo Belaila, he dreams about something related to those thoughts that he had during the day at nighttime, Me'inyan Hira, his dream is related to the thoughts that he had during the day, Ein Lo L'Sanos B'Shabbos, and those thoughts, you probably don't even have to fast on a weekday for, because they're not really a message from Shemayim, that's what you were thinking about. And certainly, one should not fast on Shabbos, the Hahira Garamzeh, because his thoughts during the day caused him to have that dream, and it's not a message from Hashem. V'lo Heru Min HaShemayim, and they're not showing him something from Shemayim. And based upon this, Dear Shifut number 14 is very important. He brings down from the Chazon Ish that it was his practice. Lo Lotzum Al Chalomos Roim. He did not fast over bad dreams, Pagam lo lahativis chalomos, and he didn't go and do this hatavis chalomos as we just spoke about. V'af lo lomar al ribyon shel olam she tiknu lomro b'shas birchas kohanim arias chalom she'enu yodeim hu chalom tovara, and he wouldn't say the ribyon shel olam in the duchening that is our custom to say, because he felt sovar shachalomos v'zmanenu. He thought that dreams nowadays eino marim shum dover, they are of absolute no value, and the totally based upon what a person thought about during the day, what's in his heart. And therefore, it's not a message from Shemayim, and they should be ignored. However, it is brought down that the Chazon Ish told other people that they should say the Ribono Shel Olam in Birchas Kohanim. And the Chazon Ish actually can be found further in Dir Shifut number 27, where it is stated that the Chazon Ish said that nowadays, Ein lehisanos b'Shabbos shum tainis chalom. It is not permitted for a person to go and fast at all on Shabbos nowadays for a tainis chalom. Because Gamis Satanas Chalom Hamuvaras B'Shulchan Aruch Lo Yitzorich Lasanos Afilu Bimos Hamachol Lulei Shezed Din Hakos B'Shulchan Aruch. He would say you shouldn't even fast on a weekday, but since the Shulchan Aruch says it, so he's not going to go and tell you not to do it. But on Shabbos, Ein L'Hisanos B'Shum Ofen, he paskin that one should not fast under any circumstances for a Tanas Chalom on Shabbos. In any event, I think many people do not have the custom of fasting for a Tanis Chalom if they have a bad dream. And if a dream really bothers somebody, some people do this concept of Hatavas Chalom, and people certainly can give tzedakah, and certainly doing appropriate tshuva and looking at your actions, being mafashvis v'maisav, are all very appropriate actions of tshuva as well. Then the Mechaber continues and tells us a very interesting idea. He says, once you fasted on Shabbos, you now have to go and make up for fasting on Shabbos by fasting again. Now that you fasted on Shabbos, you were mevatel onik Shabbos, and now you have to atone for that. So you have to now fast on Sunday, biyom rishon, in order to get a kapara for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches writes, what happens if Sunday, Yom Rishon, is a day that you're already fasting on? In Yom Rishon, Utainis Chova, Yom Rishon, for example, Kigon Yud Zayin B'Tamas Uchadome. So Sunday is Shavas B'Tamas. Sunday is Tisha B'Av. You're already fasting on that day, and you just fasted on Shabbos as a Tainis Chalom. Or, oh, I feel a Tainis Yochet, Shinog B'Chova. Or it's some personal Tainis that you took upon yourself as an obligation. For example, Kigon Sheesh Lomino Kavua Tomid. The person has a personal custom that he always does, Lisanos Yom Rishon Shul Slichos, the first day of Slichos, which is of course always a Sunday. His custom was to fast on that day. And now he had a bad dream and he fasted that Shabbos. So Eino Olalo. The first opinion the Mishnah Berurah brings down is that fasting on Sunday that he's obligated to do cannot take the place of the makeup fast for the Tanis Chalom. And therefore, Kivan Sha'afim Loya Misana B'Shabbos, because even if he didn't fast on Shabbos, Hoya Misana Yom Zeh, he would have fasted that Sunday for the either the personal reason or because it was a communal Tainis Tzibur. And therefore, he still owes a makeup day for fasting on Shabbos, V'tzorach Liten Yom Acharin, and he has to go fast on another day. However, the Mishnah Berurah then does bring down a second opinion that is in disagreement with that. The Eish Cholkim, there are those that disagree, out there. Usvirlu, and they hold, the Av Tainis Chova Shubiyom Rishon Ololo. Even if Shavuos V'Tamas, for example, is Sunday, Sunday can count for both Shavuos V'Tamas and for Shabbos. The Yechavi Biyom Tainis Chova Shilo Kapara Al Komash Yisana Biyom Shabbos. And not only should the Tainis Sibur work for being the Tainis Sibur, but it should also work, have a dual purpose over here, that it should also be an atonement for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, Misha Karshalo Atainis, if somebody has difficulty fasting, and now if he has to fast another day besides the fast he did on Shabbos, the fast that he's doing for Tainis Tzibur, let's say Shavuos V'Tamas, and now he has to fast another day, so then Yochel Lismoch Al Hamakilim D'Ololo. He can rely upon the more lenient opinion that says that the Sunday fast, the Shavuos V'Tamas fast, for example, can count both for Shavuos V'Tamas and as well count as the makeup for fasting on Shabbos. The issue footnote number 15 does point out that if Shavasa B'Tamas was a Nidcha, it was supposed to be on Shabbos, and now everybody's fasting on Sunday as the Nidcha, it's really Yod Ches Tamuz. So therefore, in this situation, his topic, going to Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Atzal, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is uncertain in that situation whether maybe the fast that he did on Shabbos can count as the fast for Shavasa B'Tamas, and the fast that he's doing on Sunday can count as the fast for the Tainus Chalom. In this situation, maybe he doesn't have to fast any additional days. He's left with a tzorach in. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibro Maskul Mashi Bital Oren Shabbos, points out that if Shabbos and Yom Tov coincide, and he had to fast that day because of a Tainus Chalom, it's adequate, Dai Biyom Echad Levad. He brings out from the Prima Gaon in Shagas Aryeh that he doesn't have to do two makeup days, one for fasting on Shabbos and one that it was also Yom Tov, but one fast would be enough. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yim toshas kochov, a person's weak. V'en yechol l'sano shnei yom ritzufim. Going to have trouble fasting two consecutive days, Shabbos and Sunday. In that situation, lo yisana biyom rishon, v'yisana achakach. So then there's no obligation to specifically fast on Sunday. Take a day or two off, and then fast on the next day that you can after you get your strength back. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. And certainly the Ramah says, if Sunday happens to have been Chanukah, you fasted on Shabbos the day before Chanukah, or Rosh Chodesh, Sunday's Rosh Chodesh, or Purim, or is Purim, or Yontif, or it's a Yontif, even Afilu Yom Tov Sheni Shogolis, even in Chutz Laretz when we have the second day of Yontif, in all of these situations, She'ein L'Sanos Ad Achakach, you have to do a makeup fast, but don't do it on that Sunday, do it on a different day when it doesn't fall out on a day that you're not supposed to fast upon. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tes, Dafka Elu Ayomim Shemidina Osur L'Sanos Ben. We're talking here about days where it's absolutely from the din forbidden to fast on them, as opposed to Avolim Yom Rishon Hu Yom She'isser HaTainis Bo Einu Ela Minog. But if the day that Sunday falls out on is a day that you normally don't fast on, but the reason that you don't fast is only because it's a minog not to fast on that day. So in that situation, for example, Kigon Yomi de Nisan, all the days of the month of Nisan is a minog not to fast, or all the days of the month of Sivan until Shavuos, or Isruchag, or the day after Yontif, or Ben Yom HaKippurim L'Sukkis, or between Yom Kippur and Sukkis, there's also a minog not to fast on those days, V'chi Agav, or any other situation where the minog is not to fast, not the din, then Yochol L'Sanos Behem Tainis L'Tani. So then, if those days fall out on a Sunday that you fasted on Shabbos, the Tainis Chalom, you can use that Sunday as a makeup day to atone for the fast that you did on Shabbos by fasting on that Sunday. Furthermore, v'gam misana b'hem tainis chalom ein notzorach lemesav achakach tainis l'taniso. And likewise, if any of these days over here you had a bad dream on and you fasted on these days, they don't require a makeup day because technically you're allowed to have fasted on those days, just the minog is not to, so you don't have to go and do a makeup day if you in fact fasted on one of these days that we just spoke about. The issue for number 18 brings down from Simon Tov Kuf Samaches, Shehu Adin Bishara Yom Mishen Omrim Bahem Tachnun. The same thing applies on other days we don't say Tachnun, where there's a minog not to fast, Kigon Lag Ba'Omer, Tuba'ov, Tubishvat, etc. Shemishana Bahem. If he did a Tainis Chalom on one of these days, he also doesn't have to do a makeup day, Ein Tzarech Lehisanos Al Taniso. But the Mishnah Berurah continues, Avol Hamasana Tanis Chalom Berosh Chodesh, the Chanukah, Upurim, the Yontif Sheni Shogolius, the Cholamoid. If on any of these first group where it's Minhadin not permitted to go and fast, and you had a bad dream, and just like on Shabbos, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos, so too on these days, you're allowed to fast on them if you had a bad dream, then all of these days, just like Shabbos, Tzorich Lemesav Tanis Latani. So you do have to make a makeup day to fast for the atonement that you require for fasting on those days that you weren't allowed to fast upon. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud says on Rosh Chodesh, and he says V'davka Shah Rosh Chodesh. We're talking about the majority of Rosh Chodeshes of the year, except Avol B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which, according to the Das of the Morgan Avram, the Yochel Asanos Bo Mishum Shu Tanis Sadikim, there was a custom that certain Sadikim would go and fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. This is called Tanis Sadikim. Ayin Simin Tov Kuf Pei, where it discusses all the fast days of the Jewish people, but the Tosefet Shabbos disagrees with this opinion of the Morgan Avram. The Akos of the Morgan Avram Shom LeKamon, because the Morgan Avram over there in Tov Kuf Pei himself writes, the Mishen Orogil Asanos Tainis Tzadikim, if somebody doesn't go and fast on these days, Ve'erilo Ezit Tzorah Chas V'Sholom, and then something happened to him that he needs to fast in his mind on those days, Ayisanim, but he shouldn't fast on those days. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Aleph writes, V'tzarech b'kozeh lahakdim kol ma sheyochol. When you're not fasting on Sunday, because, for example, it's a day that you're not allowed to fast on, or because it's too difficult for you to fast 2 days in a row, so then you should, as you do the makeup day to fast, you should do it Monday, Tuesday, as soon as you can, rather than delay it for a longer period of time. And he brings down the Shaar HaTzion, Osur, from the Vilna Gaon, this opinion as well. Then the Ramah continues, and he writes, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion that says, Mishi Yoshin Shinas Sarayim, if a person takes a shluf, he takes a nap on Shabbos afternoon, V'chalim lo chalim ra, and now during the nap that he takes on Shabbos afternoon, he has a bad dream. What should he do when he wakes up? Yisane mechatzi hayom ad chatzi alayla, Boz Yavdil. He should fast the rest of that Shabbos day, and fast until half of the night, and then should make Havdalah, break his fast by making Havdalah in the middle of Matzei Shabbos, we would call Saturday night, let's say around midnight, and then, Ubayom HaRishon, when he wakes up Sunday morning, Yisane, he should go and fast as a makeup day, as if it was a makeup day, Kilu Hisane, as if he had fasted, in fact, Kol Yom HaShabbos, as if he had fasted the entire Shabbos day. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot Yud Beis says, even though he doesn't say anenu when he davens mincha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, "V'yesh mekilin shlo yisana rak ad halayla." There are those that say that he doesn't fast until midnight that night, but he just fasts until it's nightfall. V'yesh lismoch hazeh, one can rely upon this lenient opinion, kishay yom tov imotzi Shabbos, when Sunday is yontif, so he certainly shouldn't fast more than necessary on yontif, so he can rely upon this lenient opinion as brought down by the Elyahu Rabbah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'im cholam lo betchilas halayla v'ninar." If a person goes to sleep on a regular night and he wakes up in the middle of the night with this bad dream, ho hashalah hichmir shalom litom gam halayla. So the shalah says, if you're going to have the next day as a tainus chalom, you should already start not eating from the moment that you wake up. This is, in fact, this opinion is brought v'avio hamogin avram misim and tovkuf samach dalit. However, the Elyahu Rabbah takes a more lenient opinion and says that you are permitted to go and eat the rest of that night, and only the fast starts, Shatainis Chalom, starts, Eino Maskel, Rak Kishayar Hayom, only when the day breaks. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet, Ubayom Rishon Yisane, in this situation where you fasted half of Shabbos afternoon, and either you stopped at night or you fasted until midnight, and then made Havdalah, so he points out, Afilu Im Cholam Lo, Achar Shekvar Kiyam Suda Shlishis Achar Chatzi Hayom, even if the person already had Shalosh Shudas, and then he took his nap in the afternoon, so he really wasn't obligated to eat anymore on Shabbos. So one could argue that the fact that he fasted the rest of the Shabbos, he didn't really do anything wrong, because he wasn't obligated to eat. Vim Kein Afilu Belo HaChalom, even if he hadn't had a bad dream, if he wished shelo lechol, that he doesn't want to eat oat anymore, harshus biyado, he doesn't have to eat anymore. He already had his three Shabbos meals. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, mikol makom kivon shis ane l'shem tainis. If a person on Shabbos chooses not to eat, he's not hungry. He chooses not to eat because he doesn't want to gain weight. So that's not called fasting on Shabbos. That's called I don't want to eat right now. But he's not fasting l'shem fasting. But here, even though he technically doesn't have to eat and it wouldn't be called fasting, but now if this person wakes up from a bad dream after Shalosh Shudas and he specifically fasts, that's called fasting on Shabbos, Averi Biyado, and therefore it's a sin that he has to make atonement for, and Vitzorach Lemesav Tainis Hazeh, and he has to go do a makeup Tainis for the fact that he fasted even on part of the Shabbos. With that, we conclude today's shir.